Okay, so for context, in case you're not going through the whole the videos I have already done, I've read some notices that have come out of the Office of the President of Trinidad and Tobago. I've read a few documents here and there, but essentially, Kev's Politics summarized this and said TNT, Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister, Kamala Prasad Bisesar, indicates her support of the US government's deployment of military assets into the Caribbean region to, quote, destroy terrorist space DRUG cartels. And she also says that TNT will not engage CARICOM, that's the Caribbean community, on this issue, while indicating no request was made by the US to access TNT territory for any military action against Venezuela. Prime Minister Prasad Bisesar says that should Venezuela launch any attack against Guyana and a request is made by the US for access to TNT territory to defend Guyana, it will provide that access. Let's read some comments from people reacting to these tweets. Okay, Aisha says this article via Venn analysis explains the current DRUG cartel shenanigans in the US. I'll have to take a look at that article another time. Jason and Jennifer Grog says, interesting move. Not sure what will come of this, but it's nice to see a leader that can make a decision outside of CARICOM. Okay, sir. JTA 868 says, two countries most affected by Maduro, Guyana and Trinidad and Tobago, agreed to this. Everybody else is just arguing for arguing's sake. LMFAO. Cecilia says, inviting a superpower's military is an act of escalation, not stabilization. That part. I Shinobi says, and if the US attacks Venezuela, will we still allow them access? The arrogance and the disregard for CARICOM is insane. Basically, quote, Trinidad is as bad as they say because we're painting a gloom and doom picture of the country for years. Record MURDER rate is the same as BOMBS dropping. Double N says, what purpose is CARICOM if its members sit back and watch a fellow CARICOM member be invaded? Diplomacy doesn't work on bullies, and Venezuela is a bully. Their official map already includes most of Guyana. Next slide. Jerome says, and she did not mince words, she was clear. What about the rest of our leaders and media? Stop hiding behind words and come out as clear as the PM. It's simple, either for or against, no in between. Joe Kim says, this spells trouble. Life as we know it might very well change drastically. HD Productions Biz says, doesn't Kamala know who supports and funds DRUG cartels? I'll have to take a look at that link another time. Brute Force 2D says, Trinidad and Tobago has a population of 1.3 million, Guyana even less over much more geography. They couldn't tell the US military no, even if they wanted to. Marsilius S says, Kamala is strategic. She deals in facts, not fear. The US doesn't need our waters or CARICOM approval. Three destroyers off Venezuela with 1,000 to 1,500 kilometer strike range, plus bases in Puerto Rico and Florida prove it. Her stance is fact. Her critics live in fear. RKS 1988 says, PNM Twitter is in full swing these days. How can they miss the fact that she's saying the US is operating in international waters but not breaching any nation's sovereignty? It's only a select few in our society who are cool. Next slide. Who are cool with what's been happening with GANGS and DRUGS. Jerome says, PS, can the rest of CARICOM indicate who willing to take Venezuelan refugees? Sure, TNT willing to send to them since they are totally in support of Maduro. Arsenal says she won't consult CARICOM, she will call Modi because like India have all the say in this country. Oh, shots fired. Irvin Lee says, well, there goes whatever relations we had with Venezuela. Good point. Mikhail says, imagine talking fancy with no strength to back it up. Ooh, you're going to give access, quote. Meaning what? We exist to serve as a base of operations slash gas station to HOMOSCXUAL. psycho white people, because a few people want to be like them. People really had to get active. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't read these tweets in advance, so my bad. Disavow that one. That was crazy. Davis says, feeling like we just isolated ourselves. Jason says, please tell me this is not true. Says, why is the world bending over for him? Akua Walters says, the weakest of links. Chels says, this is absolute madness. Clifton Martin says, physicians, heal thyself. Indeed. Empress says, oh great, now we are off to WAR. Wicked Gal Era says, oh child. Tyrone says, sigh. And all the reactions just look so depressed. Jason Lewis says, as she should. Mario Noel says, the speech of the alleged news release does not behoove that of a foreign ministry nor prime minister. It oozes of premeditated false flag insinuations meant to prepare the citizens of the country for American armed personnel among us. Agreed. Mood 4672 says, she's selling us to America as a colony. Imperialist sellout. Sean with a U says, just going to leave this here to upset a few. So this is an article from Thursday, December 12th, 2024. It says, U.S. can put troops in Trinidad and Tobago. Government signs agreement as White House ups pressure on Maduro. I'm going to have to look into that article. Again, it is almost 1 in the morning, if not already then. Not now. There's so much to look up, so little time. Let me see if there's any more screenshots. Okay, so the screenshots are over, so I'll just give my thoughts on everything. First of all, I'm actually quite surprised that Trinidad and Tobago went and elected somebody who had such nasty things to say about people who descended from the transatlantic slave trade. I don't care if she was just talking to the housing minister at the time. If she was talking to a dark-skinned black woman, she was talking to all black people and basically telling us that all of us have our names from our slave master. And while it's true, all of us who were from the transatlantic slave trade, yeah, okay, we have all of our names from our slave master, but you decided to be prime minister in the country of Trinidad, a country that has a majority population of black people who descended from the transatlantic slave trade. So what do you mean that you want to have something to say? If you are that pressed about people's names coming from the transatlantic slave trade, then maybe you need to go somewhere where that's not the makeup of the majority of the population. And the reason why I brought all of that up, and I didn't bring that up in this video, but if you go back a few videos, I talked about it. The reason I brought that up, and the reason I brought up her disdain for CARICOM, that is basically the alliance that all the Caribbean countries have with each other, you can see that her anti-black and her anti-Caribbean community views are basically leading her back to Trump. And let's keep it a buck. Aligning with Trump in this day and age, I don't think that's a wise idea, okay? How many places in the world right now have been occupied by the United States and have seen life get better, not worse? There's so many places where, you know, they've had proxy wars, or they become a vassal state for the United States, and you see that there's a lot of abuse of the local population. There's a lot of mixed race children that get abandoned, lots of abuse of women and children of the local population. I don't think this is a good sign. Also, what signal are you sending to Cuba if you, as Trinidad and Tobago, are now going to allow United States troops into your country, and you know that the United States and Cuba have been hostile for decades now, for decades, you know? And you have, man, I don't like the sound of this. Allowing the United States to come into your country to fight another country. You don't think that potentially you could get some of the collateral damage from the war, from potentially some BOMBS? What about your current trade relations? You're probably going to strain relations with your neighbors. And you really think that Trump is going to have your back, even if you decide to bend over backwards to make all of this space for you? Honestly, to me, she's not thinking in the best interests of the Trinidadian people. She's thinking the best interests for herself. And she's thinking because she's not necessarily one of the people, or not necessarily as she doesn't identify with the CARICOM community. She thinks she's special.